This is American Roots from New Orleans, where there's no more recognizable family name in jazz, here or beyond, than Marsalis. The great pianist, composer, teacher, and jazz patriarch Ellis Marsalis Jr. passed away of COVID-19 on April 1st, 2020. This hour, we hear his music and conversation with Ellis and Sons, beginning with our archival interview from 2001. Pianist Ellis Marsalis and his wife Dolores' children include saxophonist Branford, trumpeter Winton, trombonist Delfio, and drummer Jason Marsalis, four of six sons who play music ranging from classical and modern jazz to pop and funk. Ellis Marsalis has also taught music most of his life, and although his sons were surrounded by jazz, they all came to be musicians independently. We talked to Ellis, his oldest son Branford, and his youngest son Jason.
Nobody told me you have to play music. That's not how my parents work, especially my father. He doesn't operate like that. In fact, his plan wasn't to even have any sort of family band. It just happened that, you know, four of his six kids chose music.
Branford Marsalis.
My dad's record buying stopped when he started having kids. He didn't have any discretionary income. I called him and said, man, why don't you have, I just heard this Nefertiti record. How come you don't have that? He says, because I had y'all. I said, hell, I didn't have the spare money to buy records. Man, my record collection stops at 1961.
Branford says his father sacrificed his own performance career in order to support the family.
He raised six children on a job that paid $26,000 a year. He taught high school and then eventually taught college.
His students ranged from Nicholas Payton to Harry Connick Jr.
Jason and Delfio had a conversation which involved their concept of me, whether or not I was viewed as a teacher or a performer. Delfio said a performer. Jason said a teacher. I didn't look at it as being much of a difference.
Ellis remembers moving the entire family to rural Louisiana for one of his first teaching jobs.
By that time, my wife and I had three kids, with the fourth one coming a year later. And I was teaching in a little town in Louisiana called Broadbridge as a band director, choral director, with the usual responsibilities of football games and crawfish festival and strawberry festival. But it was not a very comfortable situation for my wife at all, because literally there were four preschool kids there. And I was, unfortunately, of not very much assistance along that line, but I knew I needed a job.
Ellis's wife, Dolores, comes from a musical family herself, with New Orleans jazz clarinetist Alphonse Picou and Ellington bassist Wellman Breaux among her relatives. She and Ellis made sure the boys took their school lessons seriously. Branford remembers studying Bach chorales with his younger brother, Winton.
We had to do this for school. I used to sing the bottom part, and he used to sing the top part. And we were supposed to learn 20 of them. We wound up doing all 168. So when we had to play together, you know, that's when the Bach chorales kicked in. We spent so much time with each other, and we were always within close proximity to one another. If it was just some other guy who happened to be, you know, living in New Orleans who played the trumpet, and we were spending 7-8 hours a day together, I mean, both sets of parents would start to be very worried. But, you know, because we were brothers, that really wasn't an issue.
With Branford on sax and Winton on trumpet, the two teenagers formed a band called The Creators. Ellis says his kids weren't exactly playing the kind of jazz they'd eventually become famous for.
I think the term at one point was a garage band.
We had on these little silly uniforms, bell-bottom jumpsuits with horoscope signs and big afros, and did all the dance steps and, you know, My father would just come to the gig and laugh, you know, listening to us, watching us do that stuff, man.
Now, this is not music that I care anything about. But when I looked at that, the revelation that I had, I said, man, these kids are really, really serious about this music.
The fact is, Ellis himself had a pop band when he was a kid.
Having made a connection between a group like the Creators and the group that we had, which was called the Groovy Boys, which is really corny, but we were the same kind of band. You know, we played high school dances. Rather than fall in the category, you know, of the W.C. Fields, gone away from that kid, you bother me, you know. It was really interesting to see that.
By the way, there are no recordings of the Creators. This is Branford's current group, Buckshot LaFunk. A lot happened to Branford and Wynton Marsalis after the Creators. They eventually moved to New York and played with top musicians like Art Blakey before Wynton got his own contract with Columbia Records. Naturally, Branford played saxophone in the group, but after a while he left to play with the pop singer Sting. It didn't go over too well with his younger brother.
It pissed Wynton off that I wanted to play in a rock band, but it pissed him off even more that he couldn't find personnel to replace us in the band. But it became this holy war, and I think it was Stanley Crouch, who in some article they interviewed him. He started saying, yeah, man, there's some real Cain and Abel stuff, to which I found very amusing, and proceeded to pen the song. I called the Wentz and said, man, I want us to do this song together. He says, cool. I said, it's going to be me, you, doing that thing that we do so well, you know, playing at the same time. That's something that we can do that just not a lot of guys can do. He said, what's the name? I said, Cain and Abel, and he started laughing. And I just close my eyes, and I listen to what Wynton plays. It's just almost like, you know, he's speaking one language and I'm speaking another language, but we're all talking about the same thing. People put a lot of emphasis on the fact that we're brothers. But be honest, there's really nothing to gain if your brother or your sister sucks. All of my friends have brothers who play instruments, and, you know, I wouldn't learn anything from them. Yeah, he's my brother, but he also happens to be the greatest trumpet player in the world.
See, those two have a certain connection in terms of playing together that nobody has.
That's Ellis's youngest son, Jason Marsalis. Despite his brother's achievements, the 24-year-old drummer has a reputation in the family as being the most musical.
Yes, Jason's different than we are. Jason is a musician through and through. I mean, he knew more music when he was 8 than I knew. Forget being 8. When I was 25, he knew more music at 8 than I knew at 25. Seems like he was put on earth to play music, and that's what he does.
The first paying job I actually did was with my father. It was like a 50-minute set, played the whole set, and I was 7 years old. I noticed that me and him had a certain chemistry. I even noticed on his album on Columbia, Heart of Gold, there's one tune that I play on, and you can hear it. It's cool for somebody who's 14, but I mean, there's all kind of flaws.
I think Jason is different, probably for even more reasons than I could think of.
Ellis appreciates his son's varied taste in music.
He's the only dispassionate listener that I know. I said dispassionate because there doesn't seem to be any kind of music that he doesn't listen to totally objectively. You can talk about rap, the latest rap groups. He made a recording with a Celtic band from here, and like avant-garde music. It doesn't matter to him. So that to me is some kind of a gift, because I've never had that. I've always had my preference.
Jason has moved out of his parents' house and makes a living playing drums here in New Orleans. But he says he'll always be the youngest.
There's this kid that they still kind of see, you know, which just comes with the territory. I mean, when you're the youngest one, you'll always be viewed as this kid. And I think that that's how it will be with my mother forever. I can be 50 years old. That's my baby.
One of the greatest challenges to the family has been taking care of the fifth child, Emboya Marsalis.
My brother Emboya has been autistic for his entire life. He's severely autistic. He does not talk. He doesn't do any of the things that people would associate with normality. But much to my mother's credit, she has raised him and never let him go into one of those institutions. She's just basically made him her obligation, and I really admire that. And when she finally does go on to the next plane, it'll be my job to take care of Emboya, and I will do so with pride.
Ellis Marsalis.
My wife pretty much kept the whole thing rolling in ways that I not only didn't see, but didn't really appreciate until a lot of years later. Because there is a certain amount of narcissism about a bebop musician.
Ellis also reflects on the amount of time he spent teaching took away from his family life.
One of the advantages that the students have that my sons didn't have was that when my sons finished high school, they left. I mean, I've had students to come to me and say, hey, man, my wife dropped my daughter off and split. I had not communicated nearly the kinds of life experiences that was needed for them at the time that they left to go. Looking back at it, I'm not sure that that was a very good idea, because what you learn as a result of that is irreplaceable.
Ellis' oldest son, Branford, sees the Marsalises as the typical American family.
As a whole, the American family is so incredibly dysfunctional that we spend an inordinate amount of time talking about how much we value families. Whereas when you spend time in other countries, you just don't hear that. You never hear them say, France is about families. You just don't hear people say that. But you constantly, you know, politician, America is about families. We need family shows. We need good family entertainment. I mean, you'd never, and you know, this whole thing about, you know, boy, I just can't wait for you guys to play a family concert together. The problem we always had with it is that the music would take a back seat.
On August 4th, 2001, the Marsalises did get together on stage to play a family concert in celebration of their father's retirement. While a crowd filled the New Orleans Lakefront Arena, Jason says everyone backstage had the jitters.
I must admit that the moments leading up to the concert were nerve-wracking. And frankly, it was actually getting on all of our family's nerves. Everybody, my mother, me. Now that everybody's playing together, there's this big event, and 5,000 people show up, and people who've never been to a jazz show show up. And there's just all this hoopla, and after a while, man, the five people, well, can we get this over with? I mean, honestly, that just became the thing. Now, once we got on stage, it was cool.
Having already established that I'm not really keen on family concerts, I didn't expect it to be as good as it was. I walked away very, very shocked and surprised and happy that it came off the way that it did. Those things are usually a fiasco.
Since retirement, Ellis Marsalis has been able to spend more time at home. But he still plays concerts as often as he can, because after all, what would the Marsalises be without music?
What really makes me proud is the music. I mean, when I think of my father, one, I think of all the great students that he's taught. That's the first thing that comes to mind. And the second thing that comes to mind are the albums, like Monkey Puzzle, Loved Ones, and 12 Zit. And with my brothers, it's the same thing. When I think of Wenton, Black Coats, Majesty of the Blues, City Movement, Think of One, all of those things. When I think of Branford, Bloomington, Crazy People Music, Scenes in the City, I mean, those are the things that come to mind. Same thing with Delphio, you know, records that he's produced, like Branford albums that he's produced and albums that he's played, Pontius Pilate's Decision and Musashi, and that to me is what's important. Not necessarily the public view. I mean, you know, that's irrelevant. In the end, it's all about the music. Well, supposedly, the name Marcellus, when most people think of it, you know, they think of either conservative or purists or, you know, one-track, fine sort of people. But in reality, man, Marcellus is about as communion as it gets.
The final word goes to Ellis Marsalis.
Well, the thing that I would hope for my son is love, peace, and happiness, period.
Speaking with the late Ellis Marsalis Jr. and sons Branford and Jason back in 2001 when he had just retired as director of jazz studies at the University of New Orleans. In the intervening years, Jason's become widely regarded as a drummer and vibraphonist. Saxophonist Branford lives in North Carolina and was active in Katrina hurricane recovery and helped to establish a music center in the Ninth Ward in his father's name. Trumpeter Winton oversees jazz at Lincoln Center, and trombonist Delphio leads New Orleans' Uptown Jazz Orchestra and is a community activist. We'll hear from Delphio Marsalis when this American Roots tribute to the late Ellis Marsalis Jr. and musical family returns.